Good afternoon, Rangel. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center with your weekly KSDK COVID update for September 30th, 2020. The total number of Rangel cases to date are 20, and we currently have no active cases. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 8,780 cases to date. That's an increase of 839 cases from last week. As of today, 293 people have required hospitalization, and that includes 24 new hospitalizations over the last week. As of today, 56 people have died. Five of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. The CDC has released guidelines on fall and winter holiday celebrations and what we can do to help protect individuals, their families, friends, and communities from COVID. They can be found at cdc.gov, Your Health, Daily Activities and Going Out, Holidays. Masks continue to be available at public buildings around town, at the library, at the fire hall, and also through local businesses. You can reach the library at 874-3535 and the fire hall at 874-3223. The Search COVID-19 hotline is available 7 days a week from 8 to 5 at 907-966-8799. Community asymptomatic testing continues to be available every Saturday and Sunday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 to 3 p.m. Test results are currently being received within 3 days or less. Last weekend, approximately 67 people attended the community testing, and overall 15% of the local population was tested over the last 7 days. The November 1st application deadline is approaching for the Local Business and Household CARES Act grant funding. Go to www.rangel.com for the application and contact City Hall with any questions. Regular local election day will take place on Tuesday, October 6th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. When you go to the Nolan Center polling place to vote, please remember to wear your mask. The workers are fitted with their protective gear as well. And alternatively, if you would like to vote absentee, you can request a ballot to be mailed to you. If you would like to absentee vote in person, you can do that at City Hall in the clerk's office now until Monday, October 5th at 4 p.m. Contact Kim Lane, borough clerk at City Hall, if you have questions at 874-2381. And lastly, since January 2020, the Alaska Poison Control Center has received over 200 calls associated with possible poisonings from disinfectants and cleaners. Cleaning and disinfecting continues to be important COVID prevention strategies. However, Alaskans should be aware that some products have been recalled. Other products can be poisonous when handled improperly or when adults and children accidentally swallow or touch them. While washing your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds is the preferred and recommended way of cleaning, using hand sanitizer containing at least 60% alcohol can be an effective way to clean your hands when soap and water are not available. Federal regulators, however, are warning people to avoid nearly 150 different hand sanitizer brands because they are contaminated with methanol, a dangerous chemical that can be toxic when absorbed through the skin and can be life-threatening if swallowed. Some contaminated hand sanitizer brands were sold in Alaska stores, and while stores are recalling products when necessary, it's still important to check the quality of the hand sanitizer that you use. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has put together a list of recalled products on its List of Recalled Products webpage or website. The best way to find out if your hand sanitizer was recalled is to check the FDA list. And you can go to fda.gov and just in the search feature type in hand sanitizer recall. If you're concerned about potential poisoning, call 1-800-222-1222. Specialists at the Alaska Poison Control Center provide free, confidential, expert medical advice 24 hours a day. They can answer questions and help with poison emergencies. If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please reach out to the Wrangell COVID hotline at 874-2684. Take care, Wrangell.